Okay, so reviewing, we're continuing on this, I guess, Tosim and Achos, but it's based on the Tosim and Achos Nun Zayim and Aleph, Mishnayim, Mishloch, Shana Kamos, but it's rooted in our Gemara, which is in Koth, Gimel and Vez. Is it or Koth Dalet? Yeah. It's a Kuf Dalet on Beis, a Hasan Mechusa Maisa. So basically, the Gemara says, that when you write a two letters, so you write two letters on a one in a Tzipuri and one in Tveria, two different places, so you're Chayef. Okay, you're Chayef for the Malacha if you write two letters in different places, because we said in terms of productivity, the fact that you have to bring them closer in space, closer to one another, that's not moving a thing in space. It's not a step in productivity. Productivity is like sort of actions which change objects. Just moving a thing in space is not part of human productivity. So therefore, if I've done the entire malacha, all I have not done is move the object in space, motion, that you don't say my productivity is lacking. So if I write one letter here and one letter there, even if they're in different states, different countries, but the only is all that's lacking in terms of the product of two letters which could read together is motion, is just moving them close to one another. So then you say essentially the productivity of two letters is completed. But if I have one letter on one wall and another letter on the opposite wall, and the only way for the two of them to function together, to be read together, is to start cutting the walls apart, so then my productivity is not yet complete, because I still need another action, another productive action to be chayef, to complete the productivity. So therefore I'm not over. I haven't violated. So that's the way it goes by Kosef, that if there's an intervening action in order to bring them close together, so then you say you haven't completed productivity. If all there's lacking is space, then you have completed productivity. Now, the Tosfos brings, there's a machlokas in cooking, if I cook on Shabbos. So if I have one big slab of meat, and on the right, I have the right, center, and left side of this meat. Now, if I cook, the amount that you have to cook is a grogers, like a fig. So, fig, right? Fig, yeah. So you cook, if you cook a half of a grogers on the right side, and a half of a grogers on the left side, yet the middle of it is not cooked, it's still raw, so then it's a machlokas, whether you're chayev. Do you say that it's like I have a half and half add up to a whole? Okay, it's a machlokas, whether you're chayev or not. So Tosfos says, why don't you say that it should be problematic? Just like it's problematic here, because in order to join together the grogers, the only way to do it is to start cutting first. So therefore, you're missing another step in the productivity, which is cutting it to unite this groger. Is just like over here, you have to cut the letter out of the wall. So why don't you say it's the same problem, that you're lacking the productivity because you still need to cut them and cut a half and a half and join them together. So it's not just lacking in space, you have to actually physically cut it. So he says, no, it's not a problem, because he says that it's not really, the fact that the two pieces aren't connected isn't so damaging to the product like it is by writing. Which we explained is that by writing, when you have two letters together, the way in which two letters are used is that in one look, you look at them both. Okay, that's the way you read. That's the way reading goes, is you look at a word or you look at a thing in one glance. Okay, and if one letter is on one side of the room, another is on the other side of the room, so it lacks the product, because you can't relate to the product in the way which you ordinarily relate to a product of two letters. The only way to do it is by looking one way or the other way. And the only way to unite it, to be able to function in the normal way, is to start cutting. But then you haven't yet completed that productivity. But we said the way in which you eat, you don't, when you have a groger, it's a relatively big piece, you don't do it in one bite. It's the way you eat, is you take one bite and then you take another bite a little bit over and a little bite, another bite a little bit over, and you add up to a groger. So therefore, if you have on the right side and the left side of the meat, you could also do that. You could take a bite from the left side, then take a bite from the right side. So all that's the ordinary way of eating is still possible, although it lacks, I mean, there's a little bit of a quantitative space, you have to move a little bit over, but quality, essentially, the productivity is complete. The product of a grogress of meat exist even when one is on one side and one is on the other side. You don't have to do anything to it. It's essentially you already have the gogurs of meat. But by letters, again, the product is where the two letters are together. So therefore, if the only way to get them together is by cutting it, so now you're lacking intervening action. Okay? That's what he said so far. Now Tosfos says that's why by the letters, by the meat. So you'll say Yechayev, because by the meat, you already could eat a grogers at a time, you just have to move your head a little bit, move the piece a little bit. Ah, so that's the side he says, which is that Yechayev by the meat. But there's another position in the Gemara there, it says you're potter. That by the meat, and you cook it a half and a half, you're potter. So the question is, well, how do you explain that, Shita? Why is that? So then, Tosfos in Menachos explains, he says, because, he says, and this is the problem, it sounds like two explanations. One thing is he says, it's not the way to cook. A person doesn't ordinarily cook half on one side, half on the other side. So you're not chayiv unless it's the ordinary method. He says, that sounds nice. That's an explanation. But then he says, and also is lacking cutting and bringing them close. In other words, to have the pieces of the meat together, I have to cut half and cut half and then bring them together. So it's lacking in the full process, which sounds like going back to the original argument. So it sounds like he's combining two things. He's combining the fact that it's not the manner of cooking, the ordinary manner of cooking, the special, and he's combining this thing that you still have to cut it. So that's one thing. What's this unification? And also, what's the machlokas between these two positions in the Gemara? Because our Gemara, the Tosfos by us and Shabbos explain, the position says it's very nice. You don't have to cut it, but you don't even have to cut it because you could eat it anyways. It doesn't really hurt the fact that you could always take one bite on one side and the other side. So how does the other position respond to that? How does the other position respond to that? And what's the machlokas? So we have the David Nile points. We still need one more step, but so let me just start with David's point. Is that so? David's saying is that in general we have something is not derech of the malach. If you do it in an abnormal manner, we say potter. Like if you write with your left hand, or if you cook in chametz feria, or so if you do malachas in not the normal manner, so in general you're potter. So if that's the case, then Tosfos just say right here you're potter. Once you say that it's not the way to cook, then right off the bat you should be potter, and they shouldn't have to say anything else. But he's saying David's pointing out that it's a different idea of not the manner. Because normally not the manner means the action is being performed in an ordinary manner, which in general lacks in productivity. There's a reason why it's not the derech, because it's not productive. And that's a p'tor. That's an exemption in malacha, because you're doing it in an efficient manner. But here, there's nothing wrong with the manner. You're doing it in the normal manner, just that the product ends up being a half and a half. So the product is not the ordinary product. Now, which you have to explain why that's a problem per se, but if now the thing is, it's not the ordinary product, but you could just simply move them close together and it will be. But that's Tosfos says, yeah, but it's not true because you have to cut in order to do that. So it's mechusar the ketzitza. So it's not the ordinary product, and in order to get the ordinary product, you're lacking another step. Right, that's Ariel's point, is that once you say it's not the ordinary product, you could still overcome the fact that it's not the ordinary product because by just putting them together. Oh, but you can't do that because then you need a maisa. So that's this combination. Dachberg Bishel just means in terms of the product. It's not the ordinary product. The product of Bishel is, a whole gogurs together. The only way to get that product of Bishel, which is a whole gogurs together, is through cutting. Cutting is an intervening action, and therefore you can be potter. The question now is, so he's saying, so now what's the machlokas? So apparently this sheet holds that since it's not, that's not the normal way to cook, and therefore you're not chayev if it's on different sides. In the first position, no, it doesn't really damage so much, it's no big deal, so what, they're apart. It's not the manner? Nah. You know, so what's the machlokas? Like, what's that contingent upon? I mean, it's hard to, is it the manner, is it not the manner? What's the step? What has to be explained? And before you get as far, what should be pursued? What's a good way to pursue this a little further? Now, I'm just thinking, why is it not that official? What is it? Like, you could just believe him and say it's not that official, but if that's what the machlokas is about, somehow, so maybe you could explain, well, why not? I mean, just elucidate that idea. I mean, what does he mean? What's not official? Like, I'm saying, tell me writing with my left hand isn't derech of writing, because I'm sloppy, and it's bad penmanship, and the point of writing is to convey something in a neat, clear way, so it's not derech. So, like, what is this? Why is this not the derech special? Then maybe you could get into, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, you know what I mean? But so let's spell out, so what's he saying? Why is it not the derech special? And so David's saying Bishol is preparing the food for Achila. And Achila, a person doesn't normally eat a thing on one side here and then one side there. It's not the way a normal person normally eats. So since it's not the way a person normally eats, it's not the way a person normally cooks. Why is it not the way a person normally eats? I guess all I was saying is that eating, you want to just be able to eat. You don't have to start thinking, where am I going to eat from? It's just not the way a person normally wants to eat. So it's true, you could eat it, but that's not the way eating normally goes. In eating, you want the food to be prepared in a manner which is ready to use. You don't have to start thinking, am I biting the raw part, or the good part, or that? It's not the way a person eats. So maybe like this, is a little further as that. That when it comes to eating, so cooking is making it ready for eating. But in eating exists in two levels. Okay, there's like eating just as like a purely like an action of like nourishment. Right? That's the essence of eating. Eating is you're hungry, you eat, fill yourself up, get calories, whatever. Right? And then eating is like, there's like a culinary process of eating. It's a component of eating. It's like a whole experience. It's not just eating has been raised by man from being like a different. For an animal, eating is just gaining nourishment. But for a human being, eating is like a more sophisticated activity. It involves like a whole manner of preparation. These are all part of eating. Eating has a whole culinary situation involved in eating.
It's a social experience.
Social experience. It's a psychological experience. It's more than just nourishment. Okay, it's a different type. It's a human activity and involvement. So the thing is like this: is that does the productivity of Bishul extend? Is the productivity of Bishul limited to purely to the basic idea of achila, namely nourishment, or does the productivity of Bishul extend to that secondary realm as well, the culinary realm? Okay, and more specifically, when you have a piece of meat which is cooked half on the right and half on the left, half it goes on the line or half on the left, and the center is raw. So insofar as the nutritional eating, it's you have a grogers. Okay, nutritionally it's perfect. You have a grogers worth of meat. It's fine. It's completed. The process of the productivity of cooking is complete. You have cooked a groger's worth of meat, and it's really for eating a groger's of meat. You just take a bite here, take a bite there. But in terms of cooking, if you say that cooking, an element of the productivity is cooking, is making it ready for the human consumption in the culinary sphere, then this meat, half a groger's, no one eats. It's not a matter of preparing. It's not a way in which a person eats a groger's of meat. You don't eat a groger's of meat, half a groger's here, half a groger's there. Not the way you do it. The way you do it is if you did cook it that way, you'd first slice it off. So I'll cut off half and half, put it on a plate, and then eat it. Because, like you said, like I said before, the person doesn't eat like that. That's just not the way, you know, you don't want to think about it where you're biting when you eat. So therefore, and why is it not ready yet in terms of the culinary sphere? Because you haven't cooked it fully. So you know, it's not like slicing it up. Slicing it up, you don't say Bishul includes slicing it up. Slicing it up is something separate. But here, the Bishul, in other words, the manner, in other words, cooking, how about that? Cooking in the culinary sphere, in other words, if you're talking about cooking as a culinary process, as making it ready for culinary eating, so it's only cooking it entirely, cooking a contiguous piece of food. That is cooking. Cooking in the culinary sphere is cooking a contiguous portion of food. And if you have a portion of food half here and half there, it's lacking insofar as that the cooking of the culinary. Because you haven't yet done it, you have to cook the middle also in order to render the food ready to be involved in culinarily. Now it's true, after you cook it, you have to slice it up, but that's not part of cooking. But part of cooking is not just making a certain food roi for achila, but it's making a contiguous piece of food roi for achila, because contiguous is the way in which human beings in the culinary sphere eat their food. They don't eat in pieces in different sides of the thing. So the question is, if you say that the culinary is a recognized component of the process, the productivity of Bishul, Melachas Bishul, so then you'll say is that you haven't yet completed the productivity when you do half and half. You haven't yet completed the Melacha. And the only way to complete the Melacha is to start cutting. But that's Mechusar Maisa. So you haven't yet completed it. Productivity is like. But if you say that the productivity of Bishul is limited to the primary function of achila, the primary identity of achila, namely nutrition, so then you say the productivity is completed. It's true, it's not ready to be served yet. Serving is a different, super added thing. That's not productivity. It relates to the underlying intrinsic idea of achila. It doesn't take into its scope the accidental things. Accidental things is a different thing. That's for food preparation. It's not included in the melachas of bishul, in the productivity of bishul. Tosa says ein derech bishul bikach. He means assuming that if you're looking at bishul in the framework of the culinary of preparing the food for a certain type of a process, then it's not, you don't do it that way. You don't do it, you have half here and half there because you cook a contiguous piece of meat. But the other one says ein amazik kol kach, and the other one says it doesn't damage it that much because he means the essence of bishul is you're making a thing edible and it's 100% edible already. So it's lacking in it's lacking in the culinary presentation. It's not bishul. It's not bishul. Doesn't include that. And that's what you see is like a question. Like, should melachas bishul include that? That's like a conceptual question in melachas bishul. It's like a natural question in studying melachas bishul. You know, they're not arguing about the principle in general on Shabbos. It's a question about melachas bishul. Question in productivity of melachas bishul. If it includes, it's limited to the purely added nutritional function of eating, or it includes the culinary realm. That leads us to the next problem, which I told you about also last time, right? Okay. Okay, so you have the question is, if a person when you're writing, so for writing, so again, this is similar to what we were just talking about, of the manner of doing, ordinary manner of doing a malacha. So the thing is, if a person writes, so let's say that a person takes a pen and writes on his flesh, on his skin, so that he's chayav for that. Because what's the difference, you're on paper, you're on your skin, so it doesn't matter.
His own skin,
yeah, or someone else's skin, it doesn't really matter.
But not a tattoo.
No, not a tattoo. Just a pen, even. Even though it won't last as long, but that apparently, as long as it will last enough, like a day or whatever. Okay, but the question is, let's say a person uses a knife and writes on his skin. Not a tattoo. You actually carve into your flesh words. Or a word. Okay, the question is, are you chayef? So it's machlokes tanan. The Ravan hold that you're potter. No, you're not chayev. Exempt. And Rabbi Eliezer holds you are. After you're chayev. So Rabbi Eliezer. So I think the Rambam says because that's not the manner of writing. He says the Rambam says in Pirush Nais we should aim there of ksiva b'kach because that's not the manner of ksiva. No one writes like that. Who writes by carving into their flesh? It's not normal. So it's you're not chayev for that. It's not the manner of writing. Fine. So that's one. That's another question. So what's Rabbi Eliezer's argument? I mean, it's hard to. He definitely holds a principle that malacha has to be in the ordinary manner of doing malacha. So Rabbi Eliezer argues back. He says, "I'll tell you why." Because Rabbi Eliezer says, "Oh, Melo ben Sabda." So holds himself in Mitzrayim, Mitzrit Shalavizar. So in Mitzrayim, they used to have this magic, these spells, and they didn't want anybody to smuggle the spells and share them with the other countries, their enemies. So they had a policy, they had a strict border control, and they made sure to check you before when you left the country. Customs, they looked at your stuff to make sure you didn't have any spells. So Ben Sata was again...
Written down,
okay, right. I guess you'd remember it, but I guess they're very intricate, and, So Ben Sata had an idea. He did is he carved the spells into his flesh. And he smuggled them out. So Rabbi says, you see, apparently it is the manner of writing. That's what I write. That's how I say. So you may ask, why didn't he write on a write with pen? Magic marker on his flash. Why would he if they're not going to see his carved with his pen, ink, with his knife, they're not going to see ink. So, but I think that David, Janice thing is as good as that. But you could argue that it wouldn't last as long. You knew you write it with pen, it's going to rub out. And maybe he had to smuggle it out for a long enough time. So they take a boat to the other country, whatever it is. So that's why you do it with, carve it into your flesh, it's going to last. Of scars or whatever, it'll last much longer. So, even though he was a shota, he wouldn't do it on his... So that's Rabbi Eliezer's right. It proves it. He says, you see, Ben Sata did it. So you see, apparently that's a way of writing. So they answer back. He says, yeah, but he was a shota, he's a fool. They don't bring a proof from a fool. I mean, one crazy guy writes like that, it doesn't mean that's the derech of writing. It's not the way of writing, he's crazy. The guy's doing something which is abnormal and it's dangerous and it's painful. He's doing something no one does that and he's giving his life, he's risking his life for the thing. That's not a derech of writing. Can't prove that. It can't prove that this is the way of writing from one crazy guy. So the question is, it sounds like a good argument. I mean, how is he going to respond to that? We'll leave this till tomorrow. I'll give you another problem also. The question is let's say I have one letter. Because of Osach HaSamach L'Ksav. It's Potter. So it means if you have to write two letters to be chayav for Kosev. So let's say you already have one letter there and you write another letter adjacent to that letter. So does that suffice as two letters?
The first letter was written first by letter, someone else?
Yeah, it was already written there from before Shabbos, whatever. So our Mishnah says you're Potter. Okay? And it does not suffice. So now the Gemara says, he says, that's not, he says, Man Tana, Amar Rav Ravuna, Delok Rav Eliezer, Di Rav Eliezer, Amar Achas El Red Chayev. Because Rav Eliezer would say you'd be Chayev for that. Because it's a case by sewing also. By sewing, you have to be sew two stitches in order to be Chayev for sewing. So the Rav Eliezer holds though, but if you already have stitches present and then you add one on, one stitch is sufficient to be Chayev. Okay, because you already have them. Whereas if you're starting from scratch, you need two. Three, whatever, you need more. But if it's already present, now you're just creating another stitch, then you can be chayev. So he says, similarly, according to Elazar, if you had one letter there, and now you put another letter, so then you're going to be chayev, because that's two. You made two letters. So the machlokas is if you have to actually write two letters, or you could be chayev for writing the second letter. Okay? Chayev for writing the second letter. Okay, so the question is, what's that machlokas? What's the svar to say that you're chayev for creating the second letter, or you say you're only chayev if you create two letters from scratch? Okay, and similarly by sewing. Chayev for creating, say, the second stitch, or only for creating the, you know, two stitches? It's a relative on the mission, the very next Amud, Kafayim and Olive. You want to look at that? Your Rashi says, V'achs al arig, it's Rashi and Kafayim and Olive in the mission. And Mosif hu al arig shiro, be'achas, the mitzarif mashar. So, and as if you already have like stitches or whatever, you just add one because it joins together with the rest.